Yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers. Happy fucking happy hour. Guess what? It's fucking old home week. You know why? Because a lot of fucking Hollywood motherfuckers are flaky, aren't they?
Yes.
How many people have we had booked that had to cancel today? Because whatever, tapings, this, that. So guess what's happening, everybody? Me, Vanessa Rumbles, Sean Comiskey, and whoever the fuck walks in that door.
Open house.
Rob, people. Trish.
You've got
hot girl from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at the fucking glass Sean Comiskey got. I was like, is that big enough, dude? Or
like a boss.
I didn't want to do this, Ed. I need a lot of alcohol.
Because you to say more than three words in
yeah.
an hour,
oh, yeah.
he's going to be fucking plastered.
That's funny, because this will get me to, Vanessa, you said too much.
Yeah. Oh my God. She did her typical, she's like, staff. I was like, upstairs, like, oh, this doesn't sound good. Whenever I get that, it's either Donald Trump tweeted, or I'm sorry, he's tweeting again. And then she's like, our guest is canceled right now. And so here we are. But everybody loves old home week.
Yeah.
So fuck it. And you know what? I get a lot of really nasty personal sexual information out of Yanira Johnson. And so I'm going to squeeze you two fuckers.
Oh.
Also, we should just talk about what it's like behind the scenes. And like, because how many people call us and go, we're counting on you for our sanity,
oh
and how
God.
Ready we are to fucking snap from yeah. this motherfucker, from this cocksucking motherfucking orange goddamn Oompa Loompa oligarch
yeah.
dickhead.
Not sure if you got enough words in there, but
oh, can we just, we walked upstairs. Can we just say that we walked upstairs and we can't say on the regular show? And we're like, oh, it's Kellyanne Cuntway. God damn yeah. it.
Kellyanne Cuntway.
Oh, she's yeah. rotting
Kellyanne
from the
inside
out.
Isn't she? She's so, like, fucking, she's already riffraff. She's on her way to Gollum. She's just like, oh, Donald Trump is my precious.
It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Your bony little fucking hips. You fucking soulless Skeletor. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things that happens, right, in the commercial breaks that are either, you know, like legally actionable.
Yeah. Say not FCC friendly.
You dated a Secret Service guy, Vanessa. What?
Oh, right.
What sort of things that are said in the commercial breaks probably would be, you know, cause for...
We would be investigated.
Right.
Right.
Right. Because, do I have to counsel everybody? Like, shh, don't. You can't make jokes about that.
Just
right.
someone calling in and saying they want... Because they get a lot of people from psych wards everywhere. Prisons.
Yes. Yes.
That were going after... certain people.
Right.
And
yes.
I was informed that even just saying, I want to go to see where he's at. If I know he's at this location, I'm going to go there.
Right.
That's enough to be investigated. So
right.
the stuff that we say, we would probably be in an detention
right.
cell.
Yes. Yeah. What happened with the Secret Service guy? Let's talk. Let's get into your personal shit right away. this is what happens. This is why you guys hate when people cancel. You're like, oh, fuck. It's us now.
Yeah.
Shit.
He, he moved, mm-hmm. He's from the East Coast, and he moved uh-huh. out here to L.A.
to be with you?
And...
Hang on, Sean.
Wow.
But got assigned to Bloatus, Cheetolini.
He's assigned to Bloatus?
Oh, my God.
And as he had to go to New York, so I'm assuming he's with Melania and Barron. And the
wow.
Eric and Donald Jr. So
this was a bad time for the breakup for the information we need for the show, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Can't you whore it up for us a little bit?
So he's in New York now covering his family. So Trump
so when they
ruined
go out,
my relationship.
Yeah, thanks, you fucking asshole. Fucking orange dick.
Well, I'm not bitter, though. No.
So he presumably, when they go out for more caviar moisturizer, presumably
he goes
on the case.
Everywhere they go.
They must go to the bodega. Was it?
Everywhere.
Run some errands.
We are asked as a gold leaf baron. Come on, give me a fucking break. Really? They have to go run some errands? She's the fucking first lady?
Mm-hmm.
She has people for that.
Right.
But.
Okay.
She's probably getting fresh air for the first time.
Wait, so how long did we date the Secret Service guy?
It was fast. It was about 3 months.
Huh. God damn it, Donald Trump. You ruined fucking everything. Yeah, we can't have nice things.
God.
Yeah.
Now, did you see that one of the Olympic athletes is going to be banned from coming to the U.S.? So now that thing, we won't get the L.A. won't get the fucking Olympics now. Because now we can't have nice things. Because of fucking Schittler.
But are we, okay, let's just talk this out real quickly.
All right.
Do we really think Trump's going to make it one full year? Let's
no.
go 1 year.
Oh, God, no. 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 Nope. I don't. Do we? What's the over under on another week?
Yeah, really.
It's just exhausting. This is really. Wait. All right, Vanessa, let's go. Let's review for a second.
I did a nice Kellyanne Conway pivot right there.
How did you meet the Secret Service guy?
On Match.com.
Oh, my God. Really? And he's like, because you see the chick Secret Service person said, I wouldn't take a fucking bullet for him. And then she got, you know, reprimanded. They were like, don't say things like that. No one's saying things like that.
Yeah. And for him, he goes, I personally, I may not agree with this. Hi.
Oh, hey, would you like to come be on the podcast? It's every man on deck. Hi, everybody. It's the hot girl from Vancouver. And this is Dante. Hi, sweetness. Aww. Oh, hey. Oh, she's wearing her sexy librarian look. Where's my porn music? Mm-hmm. Oh, hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you delivering my library books? Hi. Okay, wait. Is her microphone on?
Yes.
Hi, sweetness.
Hi.
Oh, thanks for coming for the cause. We just had a last minute cancellation, and what's happening? What's going on?
I think the porn music is in the computer.
Oh.
All right.
Are we doing knock knock? Hello. Oh, I'm sorry, were my library books overdue? Oh, I must be punished, I suppose.
I'll be punished. Over and over
again. Oh, really? Oh, I've been really bad. I have books that have been out that I haven't even told you about.
You have books from a long time.
Oh my God, really? A really long time? Oh, that's horrible.
You have a ruler on you? Hey, no.
Oh, no.
These are overdue.
Oh, no. She's going to torture me with the Yorkie. The Yorkie's just going to bark insistently at me for an hour. All right. That's good. All right. Rhonda, we were just hearing that Vanessa was dating a Secret Service agent who, because of fucking asshole goddamn Mango Mussolini, has been now he has to guard Melania and Baron.
He got
and fucked up her relationship.
You can't turn down an assignment with the Secret Service. You have to take it.
Right.
You protect everyone.
Right.
No
right.
More.
Yeah. Yeah.
So his career
Donald Trump is fucking all of us and complicit in you not getting fucked. And this is now this is goddamn war.
Oh my God. Well, you know what?
It's okay.
Wait, are your microphone on? Or are you just
Am
being,
I on?
You're being shy. Okay.
I'm being
shy. Hi. Oh, hi, darling. Okay, wait. Can I just say something? This, hang on a second. I hope we have the video because this is Dolly, and this is how I look every night when I turn on the TV. I'm like, huh? What the fuck?
Who are you? Dolly just had her stitches out today.
Oh, good.
All Yay. Right.
Dolly looks startled about everything, and much like I do. I'm just like, what? Oh, God, what did he do now? What? What's our plan B looking like for moving to Vancouver? What's that?
Yeah.
What's happening
you got the
with
hookup,
that?
Right?
What's happening?
I got the total hookup.
Really?
Yes.
Just dual citizenship.
I have many places to stay. We're all hooked up.
Okay.
What are the chances?
Perfect timing. She,
thank
too.
You. Really.
She makes me scream "Oh Canada" during sex. No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. I just do it. I just do it because I want to.
You
hey,
do love
little,
that.
It's a little impromptu. Happy hour, everybody. Let's go back to Vanessa Rumbles here. Or Baby Rumbles.
Yes.
All right.
Hey,
so,
while you do that, I'm going to get a glass of wine.
Oh, good idea.
Yes.
Okay. Good idea.
Hey,
okay.
Do.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
I miss you. Everybody, check out her butt. Isn't she fantastic?
I'm sorry, honey. We got to sell some subscriptions.
Let's do it.
Let's fantastic. Let's do this. All right.
Love you.
Oh, okay. I'm in trouble. Okay. So, whatever. I don't even know where to start with that whole fucking, like, Donald Trump is like, oh, you know, Barron's very young, very, very young. Wouldn't be fair to take him out of school. It's like, really?
No.
The fucking Obama girls were little.
Yeah, every kid. Every it. Chelsea. You got to look at
the Bush kids.
The Bush kids.
Yeah.
They were all, that's part of the.
Whiny little bitches, all of them. Really? Just
the wife, the kids.
Barron's too young. He can't possibly. How much you met Melania was telling like, Baron, you says that you cannot be moving at all to
father.
The Washington. Because said with me, he's an asshole, Baron. We so do not want to be going, right? She probably, like, rehearsed a whole sketch. Well, she probably had Melania Michelle Obama write him a speech.
Right.
Daddy, I really, really, really want to be with the White House, but I just, I really, my scholastic. Because you know, Daddy, when you go low, we go high, and we. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. That fucker. Now this is personal. Like it wasn't before.
It's all right. There's other people on Match.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Look who's, good way to look at
it. Look who's making a little trollopy. Wow. Other fish in the sea.
You know what? In terms of dating and you have like a career and you're trying to do your own thing, whatever, in life, you have to put yourself out there the best you can and just hope for the best.
Listen, how does he feel about Trump? Let's get to
he can't stand him.
Oh, really?
But it doesn't matter. Oh. Because he was actually with Tim Kaine the night of election night.
Oh. Oh, wow.
And so when Hillary Clinton gave her money,
to like to the nicest man in the world, to the meanest man in the world. Fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? And it's the thing they're saying, like, that your amazing dad is leaving and your mom's perverted fucking rapist boyfriend's pulling up in a Trans Am.
That's how it feels, yeah.
And part of the interview process, you know, they tell you, you know, they ask you that stuff. You know, regardless of who it is, you have to protect everyone, even if you don't agree with them politically.
Right. But we certainly would never imply any different.
No, of course not.
What, Sean? What?
I don't know.
But he's taking care of Melania, so.
Yes.
Someone needs to.
Right.
Because
No. Frangela was right. They had the sign that said, free Melania. How did we know they were right? It's just like, oh, my God, just blink twice. Blink twice.
It was so uncomfortable, the inauguration, seeing that whole day how Trump just ignored her. And she was a second thing to her. It wasn't
any woman in the world, like, it's not a surprise that she hasn't been back since then, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, you're being a fucking dick, man. You left her in the car and sprinted up the steps with your big fat orange ass.
I know.
She went back to New York on their, 12th
anniversary? On their 12th anniversary. Yeah.
That tells you all you need to know.
Right.
That's everything you need to know.
Okay, here's the gift I'm going to get myself.
Also, another question for everyone.
Get away from you, pencil dick.
Do we think Melania and Trump are going to last? Donald going to last?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, now they're trying to, like, do, no. She's moving. She's moving there. Totally. Totally going to move there. She's just dehydrated and exhausted. And needs to spend more time with her family that's not him.
Yeah.
My
question is, because they talked about, like, on The Apprentice, that they would have to get hookers for him.
Right.
So he would, like, relax.
Right. Because he was coked up.
Yeah.
And they said, they had to get hookers, calm him down. Allegedly.
Uh-huh. Allegedly. Supposedly. I don't know. But he seems pretty pissed off right now. Are they bringing hookers to the White House?
Please,
are they
God.
Be able to get away with
might
doing
be
that?
The only thing that saves war with Iran. Somebody fucking blow him.
If you Jesus. Think Monaco was like this
how
big...
long could it take with that fucking pencil dick? It's just like,
first you have to find it, so you have to lift up the stomach.
Okay,
you have
done.
To lift up his
your country thanks you.
And then have to find.
Okay, you're right. It is like Dr. Leakey, I found it! Right? It's like an archaeological fucking dig to get down there. Did I hear some rumor today that he's on Propecia for hair loss, and that's what makes him, it makes you confused and impotent?
Oh. God.
Did I blow up New Zealand? I meant to blow up Iran.
It just blows my mind that there's screenings, like health screenings and mental screenings for army people, everybody down the line who has access to nuclear weapons.
Right.
Except for the president.
Yes.
Right. Right. He's clearly a lunatic. He's clearly ill physically, mentally. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the biggest job in the country, in the world. You know, the United States, and you're not even tested.
Yeah. Did you see someone tweeted, first they came for Australia, and I said nothing because I was so confused. First you have to understand what the fuck he's thinking, then you're like, I would have checked to that if I had any idea what the fuck you're even thinking, because what? Oh my God, John McCain, that was like doing right, like cleanups. Like, oh, I'm sorry, he's a fucking dick. Listen, we all know he's a fucking dick. I don't know what to say.
I just hope enough people just kind of ignore him until it's over.
I just don't know how much longer this can go on. It's just like spiraling out of
but
control.
But clearly all the protests are getting to him. All this hate towards him because he wants to be, he wants to be everyone to love him.
Right. But everyone hates him. That's the ironic thing for him. It's really not working out so much.
Mm-hmm. I hope he leaves.
Yes. Everyone hates him, including Melania.
Like maybe admit you're wrong once in a
just
while.
Just one time.
Like,
Yeah. God, I knew they would blame Obama for Iran. I'm just like, oh, well, you know, so he was obviously emboldened because they like, no, you dick. They're testing you because you're insane.
Yeah.
They know you're going to... Oh, my God. Watch. Rand next will just be like... We noticed how many votes you lost by. Wow, that was a tiny inauguration crowd. Bing, bing, bing. And then, kaboom. Yep. All right, Sean Comiskey. Oh, I was waiting until I got a little more liquored up. Sean, tell us the Sean Comiskey story.
What is it?
I don't fucking know. What if I do it? As you know, I do. I'm like, this is like being president. I do no screening of any kind here.
Right.
It's like, you want to do this? Good. Oh, you did a thing? Film school? Okay, great.
Whatever.
No, wait, you're from... Hang on. Don't help me. All right, I forget.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City! Yeah. Kansas City. Vanessa, I knew that. I would have gotten that in a second.
Sure.
So tell us the Sean Comiskey story.
Well, I was born a middle-class white child.
Oh, were you? I was going to guess a poor black child.
I know, me too.
Oh, all right. Yes.
12 years Catholic school. Oh. And everything that comes with that.
Oh, no wonder we're trapped with each other here in my basement.
I'm an atheist, so I really don't know.
Really?
I'm going
fucking godless hussy.
I'm going straight to hell.
Fuck the Secret Service guy. I'm going back on Madge. All right, so anyway. All right, so, and siblings?
That
seems like a pause, like you might have killed one and you're trying to make up a story.
I have a sister a year younger.
Oh, sure.
And a brother.
Alive.
Four years younger. Yes, both alive.
Oh, sure. Sure. And so what did mom and dad do?
Mom went back to school. She was raising us, went back to school.
Right.
Started work. I went to like a preppy Catholic high school.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And she got a job there my sophomore year, so you could afford it. So, like, you get a discount with the...
Oh, wow. That's employee. A lot of mocking, though, that your mom works there, right?
No, she was behind the scenes. Nobody
saw her. All right.
But, yeah. And then dad owns... It's hard to explain. I don't know. A mechanic
He's
job.
In the CIA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just, you know what? There's just way too much stalling in Sean's stories.
Hey, there
just
is. Really a lot of long just... pauses. Questionable, Sean?
My mom. My dad, hard to explain. He's in the garbage business.
They're not. I can't just say, like, oh, one's a secretary, one's a doctor. It's not like
right,
a civil,
yeah. Right. I understand.
Yeah. That's interesting. My mom was a PE school. My mom is a PE school, middle school teacher. So I get.
Okay. Wow. And she doesn't carpet bunch? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that rude?
No, she loves.
She loves a,
big
she's
black
a penis,
men,
penis worshiper.
Yeah. Big black man.
Yeah,
apparently.
She's a Hispanic woman that loves the black dick.
Yes. Well, yes.
Is that rude?
No,
I don't know why I didn't come to Thanksgiving. I think that we could have had a very heartfelt, open discussion.
Other than
much
my,
like the president in Australia did.
Oh dear, my dad is misogynist, sexist, Trump loving Vietnam vet.
Right, who thinks that you're gay, even though you are also, like your mom,
yes.
A giant, hoary penis worshiper.
Although, yeah.
Questioning.
Questioning.
Oh, well, only for Dana Goldberg. Yeah. Not in general. So, because you are into your career, which I guess you call this a career, no offense. I'm insulting myself more than you.
That's fine.
I mean, this is just fucking charity work for you. No. This is like, seriously. International Rescue. You can put this on your resume. It's like elder care and international rescue. Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. Sort of producing, but it's also... All right, but so...
Here.
Because your career and your dad wants you to know it's okay to tell him that you're gay, even though you're not. So he's tolerant about something that is not true, but he is intolerant, motherfucker, about everything else.
Yes. It's very confusing. Very confusing. He's like, I didn't fight in Vietnam, so you couldn't love who you want to love.
And if you're like, thanks,
so because
Dad,
I don't bring guys home, I'm a lesbian.
Right. Have they met Tina Goldberg yet?
No, they haven't.
What's happening with that whole thing?
I don't either.
That's usually my gig, recruiting the straight girls.
Right.
I don't know what's stealing my gig. All right. Well, I understand. You know, probably a lot of people that are now in a crawl space have fallen for those dimples. And I understand. I understand. Right?
We'll see.
You're like, what could I possibly do?
I do love Dana.
What? It's dark down here. Is this dirt? Why are we down? Okay. So wait, but how does this happen that your dad is a, how did your mom put up with that?
I don't know. They somehow love each other.
Really?
I don't know. But look at James Carville and Mary Matlin all those years.
So wait, is your mom liberal or no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they both voted for Trump, no?
Yeah, she voted for Obama and then voted for Trump.
Oh.
Your mom was the first.
Adios mio.
The first
Mamacita.
Trump-grette I heard about.
Yeah.
She regretted it like 3 days later.
3 days in? Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know what? He's not a very nice
Trump
person.
Trump exit. Oh, that just occurred to her?
I go, oh, my goodness.
She had a very bright daughter.
She still sends me texts daily in caps. Something isn't right. Someone needs to take him out. I go, okay.
Can I just say, I'm amazed the types of people I've heard
call
for assassination.
Yes.
I was
listen,
at
my Canadians are the nicest people in the world.
Uh-huh.
I was like, honey. Yeah.
I visited my grandma over Christmas break, and this woman, we had lunch, and this woman who was like the den mom, she lived there at the old folks' home, came around and said hi. And then 5 minutes later, I hear her sitting with a group of people. Well, if he gets shot, then do we have a re-election? Does it go to Pence? Or do we take Hillary then? Not that he should get shot, but I'm like,
this
oh my
is what's
God.
Happening in diners around the country.
Oh my God. No, I told you I went for, I had to, this former professional triathlete, I went to Hawaii, he did hiking and biking trips with us. And, you know, normally those people are, you know, don't talk politics because you don't know your guests or whatever. As soon as he knew who I was, he's like, I hope someone shoots that motherfucker. I was like, oh, God. Don't.
Oh my
God. Yeah. No, we can't say that on the public airwaves.
Right.
On
the regular show, we can't be talking
about that. I'm curious.
No, I mean, it is hard because you can't do that. Yeah. But it's like, it is amazing how privately so many people.
Yeah.
I literally I remember Googling it. I thought, am I going
to. Somebody tracking.
Are they going to come get me?
Yeah.
On Google this?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. Then I tried to put it differently. What if somehow the president were. Yeah. You know, unavailable somehow.
Incapacitated.
There's no president anymore.
What would happen if... Well, no, because there are all those things. Like, what if you were indicted? What if you were like... Because I was saying, when would they prove the Russia treason thing? Like, what would happen if XYZ? Yeah. So there was like before, you know, there was before the electors voted was a window. And then before the inauguration, it was just like... I kept re-Googling. Recalculating route. And now we're all like, now the fuck what, Siri? Jesus fucking Christ, Siri. Couldn't you have seen all this shit coming? Oh my God. I mean, seriously, don't the Republicans, if he's about to fucking start World War III, do they just go,
they
holy fucking shit?
They have to know it, and they just don't have the balls to say and to stand up. Because because what happens when you go against Trump? You get blasted. You get shamed. You get...
Right.
And they don't want. They're so worried about
party
over country.
Right.
That's all it is.
So wait, what's happening with mom and dad now? So does dad know that mom has turned? Does she still wear the Make America Great hat naked in bed? Just to, I'm sure, yeah.
No, he has a
Make
Trump.
America Great. Yes, build the wall.
My dad has a Trump t-shirt. And my mom, I bought her a Hillary shirt that somebody had bought, you know, saying that she, as if she had won. And she still wears it. So it's kind of like a Bernie
Oh, my God. I'm getting her Es Nome Presidente shirt.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's in every language. Just fuck with your dad. I don't even know.
They literally won't even talk for weeks over this.
I don't understand. How is he African-American? I don't understand.
And he left Vietnam vet.
Mississippi in the 1954 to get away from all of this.
Yes.
To get away from all the Nazis and the
So he's
TPK.
Part of the 8% of the African-American that voted for Donald Trump.
Yes.
Because how much worse could it get? Question been answered for him yet? How much worse it can get?
He thinks he's doing a great job.
What have you got to lose? That's what he asked.
Does he also think Frederick Douglass is currently doing a great job?
Oh, you know what? Good question.
Fantastic.
He just likes that he's being candid. Trump's being candid. That's what my dad likes.
Trump's being Trump, yeah. Fantastic.
I said, you know what? I'll see you for your birthday. And that's about it. That was at Christmas. So, all is well in the Rumbles household.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, it was like my mom, her 94th birthday was Fox talking points and just, oh, well, dear Steffi, you know, Hillary in the emails.
Is there any chance you think your mom, is your mom without, is she always going to be a Republican, you think, at this point?
Apparently.
Never going to.
She did say, I thought there was a hope during the election. She was like, well, you know, sometimes he is a little unpresidential. Really, Mom? Really? Fucking now a warning? Really? You think? A little bit?
What about your siblings? Because I'm curious to know.
My sisters are totally all in Hillary. They're all in Obama. But right. My brother is still Fox News Republican. Same thing. Okay. I don't really talk to him about it.
Yeah. I haven't spoke to my sister in 11 years.
See? Goddamn motherfucker has ripped this country apart.
He has.
Right? Because we used to have a good sense of humor about it in our family. We used to be able to, you know. But, it's just, this is beyond the beyond. I don't even know. I mean, you can't tell me any sane Republican is not, they're probably drinking more than we are. It's like, fucking shit. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, my God. Right?
I don't know.
There's goddamn birds in the engine. Mm-hmm. And Sully is not fucking driving. Mm-hmm. It's like Sully's evil drunken twin.
And the Hudson's looking closer and
right?
closer.
Mm-hmm. We're just like,
I have to see it.
Yeah.
I hope.
We are the Rose and they are the Jack. They're going to go down. We have that piece of log.
Sean Comiskey.
Yes.
It's like pinball. I'm going back and forth with me. Tell us about your love life, Sean. Or as John Melendez would say, hey, you fuck anybody? What's going on? You get any pussy?
You getting laid, man.
Which is all he's ever asked me. It's our entire conversation.
Must have been special times for you.
What's happening? Sean, all the cougars are all mad for you. Watch our show.
Okay.
All the cougars are like ready to pounce on the Sean Comiskey.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I can do with that, but all right.
I want a lady. He's like, I just want a lady without dusty bits. I need somebody. Wait, how old are you? You just turned
30. No,
30? You're 31?
Yeah, I'm going to be 32 in a couple months.
All right.
Although I still get mistaken for being in high school,
I know.
Apparently.
Yeah. Rose, our ultra listeners, like, can you ask John, the high school boy, if he can help me?
So sweet.
He punches those buttons fast. Ask John in high school. Wouldn't that be like some sort of violation if he was in high school?
I think so.
Not that I'd care. I'm not asking because I would care.
Right. So are you dating anybody, Sean?
No.
Okay. Real ladies. So. Come on, all single ladies, all single ladies.
I go to bed at 9. I get up at 3
2 hours later than me, babe. You got some fucking stamina, man.
Yeah.
It is pushing it. Yeah.
But wait, so do you want a kid? I mean, not you personally, I assume. That's.
I could take it or leave it, but I've thought recently, like, I kind of would like to.
Really?
I don't know. I don't want it like Idiocracy was all about the idiots having 10 kids, you know,
right,
and then
right.
the liberals like, oh, I'm going to wait. I don't know if I want kids. And like, so, yeah, I want to have
you
kids.
Just for the future of mankind. You got to fucking get on
right,
it, man.
Right, yeah. Right.
You're smart.
I've thought about so many people annoy me that I'm like, like I should probably pass like. At least raise one kid that I like in this
right.
world.
Right, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, because we come in every morning and we're like, okay, I hate everyone.
Yeah.
Except for you two.
Yeah.
Because I go off on everybody, really. How are you doing, all you goddamn purist, goddamn liberal voters? How's that working out for you? Goddamn Susan Sarandon, how's your fucking revolution?
Yeah.
And then she has the nerve to be like, oh, Trump is... You contributed to that. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Well, and before we ask, is Matthew McConaughey high? Yes, the answer is yes.
I cannot with him. Him and everybody else who, you know, feels like, oh, you know,
she's our behind president now, dude.
Even Oprah did that, and I am sad that she did that. That is shameful.
Oh, you know what? I used to work for Oprah, and she can fuck me sideways with no lube and a goddamn spiky thing. That's what she can do.
All right.
It's not like I was going to ever work for her again.
There you go.
There's nothing more entertaining than with a woman that with nothing left to lose. Woman working in her basement with nothing left to lose.
Oh, dear.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, anyway, what kind of girl are you looking for?
Yes.
Sean?
Get this out of
this hooked up?
I don't know. I have a history of what you might call like hippie granola.
Oh, hippie granola eaters. All right.
LA is the perfect town for
all
that.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, Venice Beach. We're calling. Let's go.
I don't know. Venice Beach isn't what it used to be.
I don't know. Well, yeah. No, I get it. You need someone smart. Right? At least a little politically aware or something. Right?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, when they go, oh, I'm not political. Like, everyone's got to fucking be political now. Yeah. Seriously. It's all political. Uh-huh. Super Bowl's political, right?
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, Tom Brady, and your fucking...
Oh, my God.
I know.
Fucking Trump-loving fucking deflated balls.
What's the big deal? What do you mean? What's the big deal?
Yeah. Now the Super Bowl. Now it's fucking on, man. Mm-hmm. Now it's game on. Owner and the coach and the quarterback.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you, you Trump ball suckers. Fucking deflated Trump ball sucking assholes. Go Atlanta. Go home of John Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening? Are the people coming down?
I like how Rhonda went for a glass of wine. Never came
back. She never came back.
She can't lost in the
story
bottle.
Story of my life. Story of my life. Almost every girlfriend.
Went for a glass.
I don't know where.
I'll be right back.
Anyone out there? Anyone at all? Oh, is she escaping?
I don't know.
Cue the nets. This is like Scientology Center over here.
Yeah.
This guy with a tranquilizer gun over there.
Yeah.
We'll get her back. Not really. Okay. All right. Now, so what about you? We've talked about this, but yes, kids, no kids?
Yes, definitely
yes,
kids.
Yes.
My parents had me in their early 40s.
Oh, my God.
And so my mom thought she couldn't have kids.
Oh, my God. My mom was like 38 or 39.
Yeah.
My dad was 47.
My dad was 39. My mom was 39. And my parents were 7 years apart. So my dad had me almost in his 50s. So they had me late. My dad's in his late 70s.
Wow. Yeah, my dad was 47. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So I would, you know, I think that for women, you think, you know, can you
balance
career and children? And I would like children, you know.
Right. Well, you're so small, you probably don't even have your period yet, do you? Have you gotten your period yet?
Amazingly, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, my God. That's exciting.
Thank you. I've reached puberty.
She has too low body fat. She doesn't have it yet.
I'm underweight.
Do you have breasts?
I do. Right here.
Do you have pubic hair? Come on. Show the people. We need to sell this week with celebrity.
Look, all guys. Right. I've got enough wine.
I can't tell who's coming here. Who is this?
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, all right. It could be Trump's goon squad. What do you think the relative chances are that we're going to get assassinated?
Us?
I don't know.
Do you think? SWAT team?
My former boss had a death threat after him all the time. We had like security guards around. Last two bosses I had.
Tavis Smiley.
Tavis did, and so did at Harvey Levin.
Oh.
They both had death threats against him.
Oh.
Hopefully that doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Happen to
it doesn't follow Vanessa.
I don't know.
Hopefully I'm not the skunk that.
Wow. Thanks, Vanessa. Maybe it's you.
It's me.
Maybe it's you.
The FBI is going to come to your office. Okay. Then a few years later, the FBI is going to come to your office.
I haven't had so much. I just, you know, a lot of, if getting called a cunt could kill you, I'd be dead by now.
I think you'll be fine. I think we're secure.
You think? The perimeter is secure? Well, Max and Fred are clearly vicious.
Yes,
so they'll let us know when the intruders have food, we'll know. But if they don't,
right.
I'll be like, So, all right, what else? Let's look at our time, because you know what? It's only us that's doing this shit, and who cares? all right, so, all right, good. So listen, kids, come on, call now. Look at these two specimens of fucking goddamn sexy liberalness. Look at them. Look at them. You know, I was going to say, it's actually good that we accidentally had breeders on the show this week, because we've been really kind of gay-tastic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a little fucking...
Nothing wrong with that, but...
Fucking gays everywhere. Yeah. Jesus.
It's all right.
Just saying. Nice to have some breeders, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some walking sperm receptacles and
I'm willing to have Dana Goldberg's baby.
Who? Well, all right. I don't know what's happening with you with that. I also want to fuck Malcolm Nance like nobody's business. He's coming out to Ohio. Next week. He's coming here. Yes, he is.
Control
I don't know
yourself.
What my thing is. I don't know what my thing is.
I don't get it.
Control yourself.
Okay, Sean, let me just say he has all the information about Russia and the treason and all that. He wrote Hacking Democracy, And also, if you've seen it on TV, he has those sleepy bedroom eyes.
Yes. You know, I mean, just, that's some sexy chocolate right there.
Hey, baby, I just woke up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danger, danger when you taste brown sugar.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but in booking him, he said, I love Stephanie.
So. Really? Tell me more.
Anytime for Stephanie.
I actually screamed like it was David Cassidy calling me in the 70s. He was like, instant messaged me. I was like, oh my God, he's coming. LA! Tell me more. Oh my God, tell me more about the hacking. Oh, yeah, tell me more about treason, collusion. Yes.
Treason, collusion.
Treason,
yes.
Collusion. Yes.
This is treason. He would get shot.
He knows everything.
He knows everything.
He's the former Navy intelligence officer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to say former CIA.
Right.
Spy! He's a former spy.
Old spy. He keeps saying that.
I'm an old spy.
Old spy like me.
Oh, dear.
He's fucking hot, man.
Sexy is hot. I mean, yeah. Intelligence is hot. And he's just...
Yeah, but he just tells it like it is about this whole, like, this is fucking insane. Mm-hmm. This whole... I don't get it. How do we not get a do-over?
I know.
I honestly don't think that's even possible, but I just, if we're... Yeah.
I'm like, Hillary, Trump... don't start writing the book. Just stay ready. Stay ready. Let's just, right? No. What's her book? Is she going to do, like, It Takes a Village of Idiots? Or just, like, what would her...
It's just a book of essays.
Just go, fuck you, Donald Trump. I hope the title is just fuck you.
As bad
fuck
as
you,
we
you
feel...
goddamn Putin puppet, popular vote pauper.
That's why I can't wait to hear how she feels. We know how we feel.
Right.
But to hear from her... Say, you know what?
Can you imagine her watching this shit on TV every day? This shit show on TV every day?
God.
Imagine what Obama and Michelle are thinking, Bill and Hillary
thinking. Did you see Obama has the backwards hat? Everyone's like, he's not coming back.
Never.
And Michelle has the cutoffs. They're like, no, fucking hear this. He's good. Turn it up. Go fuck yourselves. Not my problem. Not our problem anymore. Yeah, look at how black we look. Ma'am, fuck you.
Yep.
He's like, I tried hard for 8 years.
Yep. He's clearly got no fucks left to give. Backwards hat.
Zero fucks.
Fuck you.
Zero.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Oh, look, I have another bag. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Whole bag. Oh, you know what else I have? I got a bag of dicks. I got a bag of dicks. Donald Trump can suck every single fucking one of them. That's what I think.
Oh, dear. I feel like we're going to get through this.
You think? Really?
I feel like, I don't know how long this is going to take. We say within a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, is that a consensus?
Yeah.
I feel like within a year, 6 months.
Right. The weird thing is somebody said to me, they're like, this is like, you know, we were too young for Vietnam civil rights. So this is sort of like ours. This is kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yes, exciting in a near death kind of fucking way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God. This is all I do now is activism. That's all I'm doing. Yeah. It's
like, but you know what? We'll all be fit.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fucking marching. Yeah, yeah. A lot of fucking... bird flipping.
Yeah.
You know how strong my wrist is just from that? What? No, go ahead.
I'm going to regret saying this, but...
What?
These marches are a great way to meet the hippie granola chicks that
You sly dog.
Oh.
They're full of like-minded people.
Did you go to the women's march at all?
I rode up to it. I checked... it was just a huge... There was no march out here, was there?
Right, because it was so jam-packed.
All men think with their dick, hey, baby, are you feeling sad and vulnerable and scared? Are you... I know, this is terrible, isn't it?
No.
This motherfucker, honey, I'll protect Bam! Good job, Sean Comiskey!
I like the way he thinks.
Bam!
Yes!
Fist bump.
No, it's...
Fist bump from a man.
Nobody goes out anymore. Like,
no,
you
right?
Go to a bar.
Now we're all out. Yeah. I never fucking leave my house. Now I'm goddamn out fucking marching every week. I mean, fucking, like, I went to an ACLU thing last week, and this weekend I'm going to an America Ferrara. Like, I don't fucking even know what it is. I'm just going, yes, I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm having resistance dinner parties. I'm going to another goddamn first they came thing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least people are getting off their phone and getting
action. You're doing the motions. You're not just talking about it. Doing it.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. I was too lazy to fucking even do sexy liberal tour. Now I got to do a goddamn world apology tour. I got to every fucking country in the world and go, I'm sorry.
That should be
it. We didn't vote for this fucking dick either. I'm so sorry.
That should be it. Next year of sexy liberal is just in
Jill
Europe.
Jill Sobule's sad song. Like, we're a pop, we apologize song.
You're the tech geek. What's an ISDN like to fucking Yemen? What's that like?
Yeah,
what the fuck? How are we doing to goddamn Iraq?
Yeah.
web stream. I don't know.
From a different war zone, everybody.
Skype with a 7-minute delay. Wow.
Sexy liberal Somalia, everybody.
We're really sorry.
We're sorry.
So sorry.
We shouldn't have banned you. I'm sorry. Oh. We are here. Oh. Most of us did not vote for this dick smack.
Right.
I am so sorry. Right? Because it'd be perfect because they always said Obama did apology tours. Now we need fucking apology
tours.
Real
life, yeah.
That we didn't vote for the orange dick tour.
No.
I feel like we need like ambassadors like Bruce Springsteen was in Australia saying like we're embarrassed by all this.
We're embarrassed Americans
right,
tonight.
Right. Yeah. We need that like for everything now.
John Legend, like, all these people who talk on Twitter.
Right.
Need them actively saying we don't support
like, tell,
this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we
gotta
draw straws and go to every fucking goddamn country.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know what? Sorry, Beyonce. No, you're pregnant. You fucking Egypt man. Go.
Get out there.
Fucking
go.
Let's get the agency going to fucking now where?
Right.
Fucking Pakistan, Queen Bee. Let's go.
God.
Come on. We've done a wildly entertaining happy hour, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Listen, you know what? When the tough going gets tough, the tough get fucking drunk.
Yes. And I'm gone.
You
small.
You could be drunk on like a thimbleful.
I know.
Yeah, I really was doing better. You guys, I really was trying to keep it going. A couple glasses of wine a night, and I'm like, this motherfucker. You're gonna figure out how to get an ISDN into Betty Ford because I'm like, oh god, I can't listen to him anymore.
An IV of liquor.
Oh my god, just the transcripts from the Black History Month speech and the prayer breakfast speech.
Just
fucking those alone.
He said, as he says, Trump says, African American History Month. Who said you can change the name of it?
Yeah.
Now I'm angry.
Jesus.
This is the alcohol.
It's just terrific. They're terrific. They're fantastic people.
God.
I can't.
He thinks Frederick Douglass is alive.
He doesn't know who he is.
He's done a great job. And you know, more and more people are recognizing it now. He's done an amazing job. Hasn't he done a great job, Fred?
Can I ask you something real quickly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever interview Trump? I'd love to know that.
No, John Melendez asked.
Right, because he...
You want Trump?
Yeah.
Because
he's...
Well, but here's the thing. Listen, okay.
If you had
here's the thing. No one returns John Melendez's calls, so I understand that Donald Trump did not return his calls.
But I heard some story where they talked about Trump's phone, the unsecured
phone. It's unsecured?
Yeah.
Android
but
phone.
But he also got, like, somebody, I think it was New York Times, tried to call him, and it was obviously an unknown number. They didn't get through. And then 4 hours later, he just called them back. Like, he didn't know who had called him. He's president of the United States.
Oh my God. Even though I know not to take a call from an unknown number.
I know.
Really? Wow.
Like, oh, somebody wants to talk to me.
Wow.
He's so needy.
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yeah.
I don't know, Melania. Do we have... Melania, is the refrigerator running? Oh my God. Our president is... fucking imbecile. Mm. He's a fucking, like, right. Someone probably just told him the name, Frederick Douglass. Just say something about him.
It's like the three.
He's done an amazing job, hasn't he? He's
Rosa like, Parks, MLK, Frederick Douglass. That's it. And the guy who invented peanut butter. We'll just move on. And that guy. I have my Skippy every day. Okay. Stupid fucker. So now you've got me cussing on here.
I know, right? Good job. Good job, this. Baby Rumbles. I'm talking about. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to go dotter on upstairs and
why not
party some more and just I don't know. Jesus Christ, how are we seriously? What do you think about how many people are hinging their sanity on ours? Because we're really goddamn tight. We're very lightly tethered to our own sanity, aren't we?
Listeners keep saying. You guys do the homework for us, so we don't have to listen to that. So
right.
I feel like that's like
right.
we're doing.
And then Jim's always fucking late, so I got to do the first goddamn six headlines when he gets in. So I'm like, oh no, you didn't hear that? Well, here's what's fucking happening.
I love that people are hinging on us, and it's like
wait,
some days like 2 minutes before the show, we're like, is anybody coming downstairs? Like me and Vanessa.
Lord,
I know when Sean's worried, I just hear Steph.
Yeah.
Steph, like,
I'm you're coming.
Always, yeah, you're always.
I'm awake.
Are you awake?
I'm up.
There
I'm
was
coming.
The one day, but otherwise, you're always good.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we've had a happy hour the night before.
It's really fucking epic. We're
no, but
really...
seriously, you're a pleasure. And,
you too. You guys are a fucking delight. You really are.
You work your ass off, and you're so smart and talented, and it's an honor. So.
I would ask, precious pumpkin, you're just getting liquored up. Look at her. Like, seriously, like this, like a you know when a bird flies into your window and you have like a you know, just a dropper? That's really how much wine that Vanessa Robles can actually have. Just like, oh, you broke your neck, but I'm still going to try to keep you alive. Uh-huh. Here's a couple of drops. Like, that's how much she should have had. Look at her. Fucking,
let's just be glad that our regular commentator isn't here. Appears on Thursdays. Let's just end it on that. I'm so gone. This is not appropriate. Well,
no, we're all like the rest of you. We're doing the best we fucking can.
Yeah.
And we're hanging by a goddamn thread here. And there's a lot of fucking fresh horror every day.
Yeah.
Before Vanessa takes my parking spot for good. I just wanted to say, I'm just so proud of you, Steph. I'm so glad you're saying all the stuff. I think you're a badass.
Yeah. I watched your show in the 90s, by the way.
Oh my God, really? Are we doing this? Your mom is that old stories?
No.
Thank you, baby.
I watched
Thank
you,
baby Rumbles. Listen, I love you guys so much. No. This is me. I love you so much.
I
love you guys so much.
I know. We don't say it enough.
We don't.
It's true. No, you guys are the fucking. You guys are the fucking shit. You are the fucking shit, and everybody says so. You prop Mama up
as much as you self-deprecate. You are smart, funny, talented. People love you.
Kind. I as smart. I as important.
You as kind. You as smart.
Did you steal that from Melania Trump?
Maybe.
Listen, you biatch. I feel the same. You guys, seriously, Mama's had a tough, you know. Transition and you guys are fucking shit, man. Everybody loves the new team. You're fucking fantastic. Thanks for even filling in last minute now. Because listen, people, now we can't book anyone because now they're gonna want this.
Sean is amazing.
Yeah,
Ynir is amazing. Everyone's great here.
Yeah.
So
all right, listen, we are fucking drunk and sloppy, and I think we're gonna all get naked and go lay in a pile and throw ice.
There you go.
So good night, everybody. All right, hit that fucking shit. Let's go. Love you. We love you. Happy fucking happy hour, everybody. Baby Rumbles, come on. I would ask how we can follow you, but like here. Who fucking cares? Here. You can follow them here at
Vanessa Rumbles.
At
Sean S. Comiskey.
Simple.
We love you, baby. Happy fucking happy hour.